Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chaf, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Yotes Amid Beis, the two dots, Umasikin Oisoi, Achi Yagias Man Shchita. Today's daf is being learned as Zechus Refuah Shalema. For Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Shmu ben Tehila, Devorah bas Mecha, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Chaya Devorah bas Sara Sprinzer, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, Moshe ben Fradel, David ben Shoshana, and Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Ruchama. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Yaakov Moshe Mordechai ben Yisrael Gershon Halevi, and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibad Lechayim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chayim. So the Mishnah is in the process of discussing what was done in the Beis HaMikdash to make sure that the Kohen Gadol would not fall asleep Beleil Yom Kippur. And the reason it was so important that the Kohen Gadol not fall asleep Beleil Yom Kippur is because it was very important that the Kohen Gadol not become Tameh. One form of Tumah that Chazal were very concerned about was Tumas Keri. As a result, if the Kohen Gadol will be awake, there wasn't a Cheshash Keri. So the Mishnah said, Bikesh Lesnam Neim, if the Kohen Gadol looked like he was starting to drimmel, he was starting to fall asleep, Pirchei Kohuna, Maknam Lefana, Be'etz Betzrot, there were young Kohanim that would be snapping their fingers at him, trying to wake him up. And they would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Amoid V'hofeg Achas Ala Ritzpo, stand on the floor, Umasikin Oisai, and they would keep him busy, Achi. So the Gemara discussed a little bit what these Pirchei Kuna used to do for the Kohen Gadol, what they would make the Kohen Gadol himself do, and we're going to conclude this discussion. So again, the Mishnah said, "Umasikin oisai." They would keep him busy. Achi yagias man hashchita, says the Gemara. Tana, we don't have a braisa. What does masikin oisai mean? Like, how you masikin oisai? Loi b'neva, loi b'chinar. They would not play music for him with an instrument, okay? Ela b'peh. Rather, what they would do is they would sing, and the way they would sing was simply with their mouth, meaning no instruments. It is Leil Yom Kippur, after all. However, they would sing to him. Ma'hel yu oimrim. What exactly did they sing? Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav omlu voinov boy. That's what they would tell him. Rashi says, the reason they would tell him that was because there was a hidden message there. They were trying to tell the Kohen Gadol that make sure when you do the avodah tomorrow, you do it with the right kavonos. And the reason is because im Hashem lo yivne bayis, because if the bayis is not going to have the ashrayis hashchina, then shav omlu voinov boy. Then anything that anyone does, any toil, any energy that's exerted towards the Avodah is shav. It's a waste of time. So they would tell the Kohen Gadol, you're going to put in a hard day's work tomorrow. In fact, we're not even letting you fall asleep tonight. This is a very big deal. Make sure that you have the right kavanos, because otherwise it could be shav amlu b'inabim. Yakir Yerushalayim, l'hoi yishenim kala laylo. The Yakir Yerushalayim, the chash of people in Yerushalayim, they wouldn't go to sleep the night of Yom Kippur either. Why? Kedei sheyishma Kohen Gadol kol havara v'leitesh, because they would stay up and they would be learning and they would be knocking away. The idea was make a lot of noise. Kohen Gadol should hear them. Like this, the Kohen Gadol wouldn't fall asleep. So these are all strategies to try to keep the Kohen Gadol awake. Tanya will learn to the Brayso. Abishalom, Abishalom said, "Afik vulon hayoyisin kein zeichel mikdash." Being that in the times of the Beis Hamikdash there was a minig that the Yakire Yerushalayim, the Chashuve Yerushalayim would stay up the whole Leil Yom Kippur. This minig took off even bigvulim. Why? Zeichel HaMikdash. There are a lot of things we do Zeichel HaMikdash. Sfiras HaOmer we count, perhaps, according to some Rishonim, simply Zeichel HaMikdash. So there's an idea that we do things as a Zeicher for what was once done in the Beis HaMikdash. So said Abishal, this minig of staying up the whole Leil Yom Kippur was also something that took off and it was done Zeichel HaMikdash. However, Abishal said, Elo Shehoyu Chaitin. Unfortunately, the minug ended up spinning a little bit out of control to the point where the people that stayed up would end up doing averos. Says Rashi, last line, Mesachakin anoshim v'noshim yachad ubon le'avera. Men, women, it would was lead to Gilead Rice. Amr Abaye, Vitem Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Targuman Ardos. Abaye said over that what Abishal was referring to was specifically the town of Naharda. Naharda was the Irve in Yisrael, and in Naharda they had taken on this minig of staying up the whole Leil Yom Kippur, and it was in Naharda where it got to the point Shehayu Chaitin. Said Abaye, how do I know that? Omale Elio, the Rabbi Yehuda Achud, Rav Salah Chasida, Elio Anavi, Elio Atishbi. He was once talking to Rabbi Yehuda, who was the brother brother of Rav Salah Chasida. And he told him as follows, Amritu Amaylo Yossi Mashiach. You know, I've heard you ask, people want to know, how come Mashiach hasn't come yet? He said, I'll tell you why Mashiach hasn't come. Because V'ha'idno Yom HaDikipuri. Today is Yom Kippur. V'ivol Kama Besulta Ben Ahardah. And there are many, many Besulois that Rachmana Letzlan were Nichshol in the Chet of Gili Arayis. So you want to know why Mashiach hasn't come? Because in Ahardah, there's so much Gili Arayis. There was Gili Arayis in Ahardah on Yom Kippur? That's what Eliyahu Navi told Rabbi Yehuda Achud Rav Salah Chasido. So said Abai, that's what Abishol was referring to. When he said that people took on this minig, they would stay up the whole night of Yom Kippur. This is what eventually ended up happening. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mai Omar. So Rabbi Yehuda Achud Rav Salah Chasido heard what Eliyahu Navi told him is going on in Ahardah. He said, tell me, what is Mashiach? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to say about this? Meaning, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction? Amalei, so he told him, LePesach Chatas Roivetz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invoking a pasuk in Parashas Bereishis that talks about how difficult the Yetzahara is. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being malamed tzchus on his people. He's saying, I know it's Yom Kippur, I know it's the Yom HaKadosh, and I know this is Nardon, they're doing the biggest Averis in the world. But Pesachat Esroivetz, that's the way the Yetzirah is. The Satan, Mayomer. So he said, what about the Satan? What does the Satan have to say? This would be his shining moment. Yom Kippur, he can come and be Mekatrig on Klal Yisrael and say, look, this is the holiest day of the year, and these are the Averis that they're doing. Amalei. So he told him, Satan B'yom Dekipur Lesli Rishu Salastuni. He says, oh, in Yom Kippur, the Satan has no ability to be Mastim. How do you know that? Omer Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama said there's a remez. Because the word has satan is begematria tlas mei v'shitin v'arba. 364 haven we? The drush is tlas mei v'shitin v'arba yoyim isle reshus alastunik. 364 days of the year, the satan has the ability to be mastin. B'yoyim dekipure lesle reshus alastunik. But the year is made up of 365 days. So 364 days, the satan has a kayak. Vaistois, there's one day he does not. What's the day that the satan doesn't have the ability to be mastin? That's on the yoyim HaKadosh. It's on yoyim Kippur. What's the pnimius ha'inyan? So this is Ray that we spoke out. Yuma Daf Beis, in the name of Rav Shmuel Yankov, who's the outside it is today, because Yom Kippur is Vayere Vayehi Boiker Yoim Echad. The Yoim Echad that existed, the first day of creation, every single Yom Kippur is Chayze V'Neir Kemavur B'Medrash. And being that on the day of Vayere Vayevoiker Yoim Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachid Ba'ilamai, there were no Malachim, there were no other Koichos in the world, that's what repeats itself, Eric. Every Yom Kippur, as a result, the Satan, and really all Malachim for that matter, don't have the ability to play a role. So, the Has Satan's Begematria 364, so I say Maris is a 365th day that the Satan doesn't have the ability to be Mastin. And what day is that? That's Yom Kippur. So we'll get back to this Gemara in the Rate Bite. Incidentally, as it relates to this episode between Eliyahu HaNavi and Rabbi Yehuda Achud, Rav Salah Chasida, where Eliyahu HaNavi said that in Ahardah, which was a great city, it was a Makom Torah, there were many besulois that were nivala b'leil Yom Kippur. If you take a look in the Chassam Sofer, he says a pirish nifla on this Gemara, we're not going to get into it. It's up to Mishnah, b'chol yoyim, tor minis hamizbeach. So the Mishnah is starting to move really quickly. And we're going from 7 days before Yom Kippur to the morning of Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, Samach L'Chashecha. It's already Leil Yom Kippur, and now it's time to start doing the Avodah. So what was the first Avodah that was done on Yom Kippur? It's the same as the first Avodah that was done every single day. The first Avodah that was done every day in the Beis HaMikdash was Trumas Hadeshen. The Torah talks about the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen in the beginning of Parshas Tzav. Tzav is Saharim Vespon of Lemur. So is Torah Sa'oilo. He ha'oilo al moita al mezbeach al alayla ad aboy kideisha mezbeach tuka boy. V'lova shakoy v'debad mechte zibad yibosh absorim. V'hirim es Hadeshen ha shetoy chalo esha sa'oilo al mezbeach. V'soma yeitz al mezbeach. Which in short means that the first thing that a Kohen would do every single morning in the Beis HaMikdash is he would walk up the ramp and he would go to the Marocha. That's where the big fire was. That's where all the Karbonos had been burning overnight. And he would take a shovel, a klisharis. He would take a shovel full of ashes. He would walk it down the ramp. V'samay etzal hamizbeach. It was a designated place where he was supposed to put it. And he would leave it there. Now, notice the Kohen didn't remove all the ashes that were there from overnight. There were a lot more ashes than just a shovelful. But the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen was to take a shovelful. That's what he was supposed to do. V'samei etzel ha-mizbeach. What about everything else? Then a whole crew of Kohanim would come. And they would come with magrefas. They would come with much more intense Kalin, they would remove all the deshen, and they would put it on the tapuach, which is a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. But the first avoida that was done every single morning was the Trumas HaDeshen. So when exactly, just time-wise, in the morning, was this first avoida done? Says the Mishnah, b'chol yoy, every single morning, time is on his beach, the Trumas HaDeshen, the first avoida was done, the Kriyas HaGever. So what does Kriyas HaGever mean? We'll see on Amid Beis, a big discussion in the Gemara. Didn't have to be literally the Kriyas HaGever. It could be a little before, a little after. In other words, give or take, Kriyas HaGever. Ubi'im HaKippurim, Anyam Kippur, Mechatzois. And Kippur was done earlier. It was done Chatzois. Uba, Birgolim, and on Yontif, it was done even before that, Me'ashmura HaRishayna. So this is a Masechtis Brachas Stav Gimel fame, where the Gemara talks about B'sholish Mashmores Havalayla. The night is broken up into three Mashmores. It has significance in the Oilamos HaHalyoinim in terms of what exactly the point of the Mashmores are. But every day, the Trumas HaDeshen was done by Kriyas HaGever. On Yom Kippur, it was done by Chatzos. And on Yontif, it was done even before that. It was Mishmura HaRishonim, Vilei Hoysa, Kriyas HaGever, Magas, Acha Hoysa, Azar, Malei, Mishra. In fact, as it relates to Yontif, by the time Kriyas HaGever came, which was the time that ordinarily the Kohen would start doing the Avodah, when he would start doing the Trumas HaDeshen, at that point, Azar was already filled with Yidden. So the Gemara is going to go into this a little bit, but first, a little bit of a background as it relates to Trumas HaDeshen. Tanan Hosam, we're going to the Mishnah. So, one of the mitzvahs, one of the important avoidas that were done with karbonos was the avoida of haktar. Now, the ikar avoida that was done with every single carbon was the avoida sadan. Shchita, kabbalah, hilacha, zrika. They are the big four avoidas. They're the avoidas sadan. Those are the four avoidas that you have to do in order for a carbon to be brought properly. Those are the avoidas that are ma'akiv in every single carbon. But in addition to the avoidas sadan, there was also avoida that was done with basar. Some of the basar was eaten of the basar that was eaten. Some was eaten by kehanim. Others were eaten by the Bailam. And then some of the basar was put on the mizbeach, and there was a mitzvah of haktara that was done. Now, haktara was one of the few avoidas that were able to be done at night. And very often, that's when it was done. In fact, we daven shachris, zecher l'tamid shal shachar. Mincha is a zecher v'tamid shal ben arbaim. Ma'irev, haktara seymurim. And being that haktara seymurim is rishus, it's not something that's active in the carbon, that's why tefillas arbis is rishus, like the Gemara says in the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechtas Brachos. But at night, that's when the haktara was happening. And the truth is, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Tzavis aharim vezbanov leymar, zois peras ha'oilo, hi ha'oilo, referring to the basar of the oilo, al moikta, on the fire, al ha'mizbeach, which was on the mizbeach, kol ha'layla ad ha'boiker. The ish ha'mizbeach tuka boi. So clearly, that's when the haktara was taking place. It was all being done at night. So we learned in the Mishnah, what happens if Eivarim were pakum me'agabi ha'mizbeach? There were limbs of a carbon oilo. That's part of the oilo that has to be burned. And then, it somehow, before it completely got consumed by the fire, it jumped off the mizbeach. So it's not in the mizbeach anymore. It's not in the maroch anymore. Here's the question. Do you have to put it back in the fire or not? You put it in the fire, it started burning, but it didn't completely burn. So do you say you were mekayim your mitzvah haktara because it started burning, or maybe no, it didn't complete burning. As a result, you were not mekayim your mitzvah haktara. Another shayla. Is there an iser me'ila on this basar? Or is there no iser me'ila on basar? Ordinarily, if someone has anah from kachim, specifically kachim kodashim, the halacha is that he's a moyel behektish. It's very chomor. Even if you do it b'shoigig, you have to bring a carbon asham, an asham me'ila is, you have to pay a fine, a chaymish. It's a very, very big deal. Me'ila is a very, very serious parish in the Torah. It's a whole mesecht and chas. Mesecht is me'ila. But there's a halacha that any davar shenasim ba mitzvasai, there's no me'ila anymore. So once you do the mitzvah, you do the avoida with a chelik of a carbon, at that point there's no me'ila. It's the same question. If you had a varim, they were on the mizbeach, and they jumped off the mizbeach, if we assumed there was a haktara, I wouldn't have to put it back on.
Additionally, if we assume there was a haktara, there'd be no issa me'ilah, because it was nasa mitzvasi. If we assume there was no haktara, then I do have to put a bag on. If we assume that there was no haktara, then there would be an issa me'ilah. Says, ok, the Mishnah, evarim, shabog me'agab emizbeyach. So what's the halacha? Put a bag on, don't put a bag on. Yeah, me'ilah, no me'ilah. So, you know what it depends on? Koidim chatzois, if this all happened before chatzois, yeah, you have to put it back on. Not just that, and there's an issa me'ilah. You have to put it back on. You didn't complete the haktara. There's an issa me'ilah because you didn't complete the haktara. Lach chatzois. Once chatzois happened, lo yach. So at that point, you don't have to put it back on. And at that point, there's no issa me'ilah. So basically, what's the answer? If the haktara started but it didn't complete, it depends on chatzois. Chatzois somehow is what makes it happen. So we're not even. What's the makar to this? I'm a rav. It's based on a steer and two pesukim. One pasuk says kol ha'layla v'hikter. That's the pasuk that we just mentioned. So it's teres oila here oila al moikdal mezbeach kol ha'layla. It sounds like the haktar is supposed to happen the whole night. So the whole night is this man of haktar because of echadaimer. But there's another pasuk that says kol ha'layla v'heirin. Now, to be fair, there really is no such pasuk. But the very next pasuk in the Torah that mentions haktara says as follows: the lavash hakoyim midoy bad umichnes ebad yilbosh apsaray veherim es hadeshen achatoy chaloesh es oil al mezbech v'som yetzal mezbech. That's the mitzvah that introduces Trumas Hadashah. It doesn't say when you're supposed to do Trumas Hadashah. So it's a little confusing. Torah says when you do Haktara. Haktara is called Alayla. Then it talks about Trumas Hadashah, but doesn't really give us man of Trumas Hadashah. So the Gemara is assuming, interestingly, that perhaps the zman of the previous pasuk, which is kol halayla, is also the zman of Trumas Hadashah. And if that's the case, you have a stira. Because one pasuk's mashma, the layla, is the zman of Aktara. Another pasuk is mashma, that layla is really the zman of Trumas Hadashah. Okay, Tzad, how do you reconcile such a stira? So the Gemara says, okay, you know what you do? You cut it in half. You divide the night into two. Chetzi la'aktara, half of the night is the zman of Aktara, v'chetzi la'aroma, and the other half of the night is the zman of the haroma. That's how you come up with it all being about chatzos. So the first half of the night, which is the zman haktara, if the evarim were pakum al gabi mizbech, you have to put it back on. It's still the zman haktara, and it would be an issa me'ilah because it wasn't asim mitzvasi. Or once it's after chatzos, and now it's done already. This is the zman for harama. This zman for trumas hadashin. Now you remove the dashin. That's not the zman of haktara anymore. Either way, that's how we come up with chatzos. What does that have to do with our sugya? Very straightforward. Masiv Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana asked his Rebbe Rav a bamba kasha. He asked him from a mishnah. You would have chafam it up. Chol yoyim tarmin esam mizbech b'kriyas agav. Every day, they used to be termed the Mizbech, B'kriyas HaGever. Yom Kippur, they would do it by Chatzot, U'birugolim, and on Yontif, they would do it even earlier. So he asked them a bomb kasha, if you get a tummy, the Midai Raisa, the Zaman of Chumas Hadeshen is Chatzot, because really, call a life of a Hikta, call a life of a Herib. So what do you do? Chokeyu, divide it in half. The first half of the night is the Zaman of Akhtar. The second half of the night is the Zaman of Chumas Hadeshen. That means, what's the Zaman of Chumas Hadashin? It's Chatzos. Says Kashu was Heichim Mikadminon. How's it possible that on Yontif we do it before Chatzos? How can you do it before this man? If this man first starts Chatzos, so Yom Kippur we do it Chatzos, that's good. Every day we do it Kriyas Hagever, that's even later, that's certainly good. But the Kasha is Heichim Mikadminon. How on Yontif could you do it before Chatzos? Elom Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, you're right. You have to say really the whole night is this man of Trumas Hadeshen. So if the whole night is this man of Trumas Hadeshen, so what's this halacha that if the Ivorim fell out of the fire before Chatzos, you put it back on? After Chatzos, you don't put it back on. Then you do it Zman Akhtar, Zman Haroma. So what is it about? Shenem, I mean, he said it, it's fine. Because the pasuk says, Kol Alayla, in Yadeshu Ad HaBoyker, Umat Talmud Loimer Ad HaBoyker. The Mekar to Chazal was something else. Zoyz Teres Oila, Hiya Oila, Al Moikta, Al HaMizbech, Kol Alayla Ad HaBoyker. Isn't Ad HaBoyker redundant? Once it says Kol HaLayla, Kol HaLayla, obviously Ad HaBoyker, right? The whole night until the morning. So why did it have to say Ad HaBoyker? So it's coming to teach us Tein Boyker LeBoyker Shalayla, that there's a second Boyker in the laws of Akhtar. Kol HaLayla is until morning, until Alois HaShachar. But Kol HaLayla Ad HaBoyker means until the earlier Boyker. As if to say there's a second Boyker, an earlier Boyker. A Boyker that ironically is in middle of the night. It's literally by Chatzos. And here's the halacha. That any, something falls off the Mizbeach before Chatzos, so then you have to put it back on. Because it has to be Kol HaLayla Ad HaBoyker up until Chatzos. If it falls off after Chatzos, then already the halacha is going to be you don't put it back on. But what we need is more of the halachas of Trumas Hadeshen. But as it relates to Trumas Hadeshen, what is this man? It's Kol HaLayla. It's not from Chatzos. It's not up until Chatzos is Zman Haktara, from Chatzos is Zman Harama. The whole night is a Zman Haktara. The whole night is a Zman of Harama. What's Pshad and Eivarim that fell off before Chatzos? It's based on a drasha of Tein Boiker LeBoikroi. But the point is, as it relates to this Zman of Chumas Hadeshen, you have the whole night. Abida, you have the whole night. So Chazal were able to have a little flexibility when it came to determine when you should do the Chumas Hadeshen every day. So had they come up with their Cheshman every day, Kriyas Hagever, Yom Kippur, it's Chatzos, on Yontif, it's already from the Ashmeres Harishayna. So what's the Cheshbin? So the Gemara says Hilchah B'chol Yom Tarmis HaMizbech B'Kriyas Hagev. Every day was Kriyas Hagev Yisamach Lei Ben Lufan Ben Lachav. Because that's just enough time. You don't have to start earlier. Practically speaking, they said let's start at a good early time, but you don't have to start too early. There's no reason to wake up in the middle of the night to do this if you don't have to. So Kriyas Hagev, that was a good time to start. That's when the Yom Kippur they Kichul Shul Kain Gadol. On Yom Kippur they already had a Cheshbin. Oh, what was the Cheshbin? The Cheshbin was that Kohen Gadol is going to have to be the one that does Trumas Hadeshen, because the Kohen Gadol is going to have to do all the Avodah. We don't want the Kohen Gadol to have to do Trumas Hadeshen and then immediately start his day. So they were strategizing. Let him do his Trumas Hadeshen. Give him a little break. So he's up the whole night anyways. So let him do the Trumas Hadeshen by Chatzos. And like this, he'll be able to take a little bit of a break. So they started at Mei Chatzos. Uberegolim and on Yontif, the Nefishi Yisrael. There were so many Yidden that were going to come into the Azara. There was going to be a big tumult. The Nefishi Karbonos. And there were so many Karbonos that were going to be brought, which meant what? There was a lot of deshen from the night before, right? Every morning they woke up Yontif, there was so much deshen from the previous night. And even though the Trumas Hadeshen, it didn't matter how much deshen was there, you always took a Maloy Machta, but the second part of it where the crew of Kayhanim were coming and they started moving all the deshen, that aspect of it was going to be a much bigger job. So Avdira Mei Ashmeiras HaRishayna, that's why they started from the Ashmeiras HaRishayna. And in fact, that's Mefurish in the Mishnah, Kadiktani Tayyama, the Mishnah Sali Hoysa, Kriyas Hagev, Magas, Acha Hoysa, Azara, Malay. And that was the point that the Mishnah was making. Is the reason on Yontif they started so early is because there were so many Yidden that were going to be there. So a little bit of an intense back and forth that touches on a major sugi in Kachin, but the Iker, what we need is very straightforward. The Zman of Trumas Hadeshen was? It depends. Every day it was from the time of Kriyas Hagever, give or take. On Yom Kippur it was Chatzos. On Yontif it was from the Ashmur Rishayna. What's the real Zman? Oh, the real Zman is Kol HaLaila. You could do it the whole night. And Midday Raisa, any time at night would be okay. You could do it before Chatzos. That would also be fine. Stating that, there were Cheshbonos. Every day, Kriyas Hagever was just sufficient, so there was no reason to do it at night. Yom Kippur, there was a Cheshbon to do it Chatzos. Kohen Gadol's up the whole night anyways. Let him do this Avodah, then he could take a little bit of a break before he starts his very busy day. On Yom Kippur, there was so many Yidden and there was so much Deshen, so it made sense to start doing it earlier. It took time. Also, let's do it before all the Yidden come to the Azara. So like this, they started Mei Ashmeira Rishayna. Zok the Gemara, my Kriyas Hagever. So what is Kriyas Hagever? We said that the Gemara is going to discuss it. This is where the Gemara discusses it. Every single day, Trumas Hadeshen was done from the time of Kriyas Hagever. So the Gemara says, Rav Amar, Rav said, Kara Gavra. It's when the Gavra, the person whose job it was to announce and tell everybody to wake up and start doing the Avodah. So when he would give his Geshrai, when the Vekar would do his thing, that's when it was time to do the Trumas Hadeshen. So the Kohanim were sleeping, they're in Beis HaMoked, wherever they were. When it was Kara Gavra, when the Gavra, the person with the loud bellowing voice, would say, wake up, stand up, it's time to do the Avodah. That's when you knew it was time to do the Trumas Hadeshen. Rav Sheila said, Kara Tarnagoyla. No. You know what Gevra means? It doesn't mean Miloshin Gavra, but rather it's referring to a rooster. When the rooster would start making noise, he would start making a gerida. That's when the time was for the Trumas Hadeshen. So it's a machloik, it's Rav and Rav Sheila. And the Gemara now is going to tell an anecdote to bring out this machloikis. Rav Ikvul Asrid Rav Sheila. Rav was once in the shtot of Rav Sheila. Lehaba Amir, Lamekam Aled Rav Sheila. So Rav Sheila got up to give a drasha. And back in the day, every Baal Darshan had a gabbai. Every Baal Darshan had a maturgaman. So the Baal Darshan would get up, he would give his drasha, and then there was someone like a chayzer. His job would be to chazer over in an eloquent way everything that the Baal Darshan had just said. So Rav Sheila's standing, and he's at the podium, and he's looking for a maturgaman. He doesn't have his gabbasheni. Like, where is he? So the Gemara says, Rav was there. Rav Sheila didn't know who Rav was. Imagine. So come Rav Olel. So Rav got up to come a farish. He says, you know what? If you want, I'll be your maturgaman. He said, sure, no problem. So Rav Sheila gets up and he says that Taloch is Trumas Hadeshen was done when? When it was Kara, when Mishas Kriyas Hagever. So Rav took the
the privilege to explain what Kriyas HaGever is. And he said, my Kriyas HaGever, Kara Gavra. When the Gavra, the Vekar, would make noise, Amalei Rav Shela. So Rav Shela turned to Rav, and he said, Valema Mar Kara Tarnagoyla. That's not the right shot. You're my Maturgamin, right? You're working for me. You shouldn't have said that. You should have said, Kana Tarnagoyla. Amalei, so Rav turned to Rav Shela, and he told him, Avuv Lachari Zemer, Ligardar Loime Kablu Amine. He said, sometimes you can have someone, he plays music, and his music is unreal, and the professionals are marvel at it. And then he plays for a few simpletons, and then, he's not good. A Kenish, right? He said, this is what it is. He says, I've been saying this in front of the most hush of the people, and everybody said that I said the right shot. It's interesting that you wouldn't think so. What's the rest of the story? So he told him. He said, I was once the maturgamin for the great Reb Chiya, Umafrishna, and I got up, and for Kriyas HaGever, the way I explained it was Kriyas HaGever, I said, Kara Gavra, V'loi Amali V'loi Midi. And at Garnish Gazot, he had no problem with that. V'at Amritli, Eima Kara Tarnagayla. Reb Chiya didn't have a problem with my pshat, and you have a pshat. Amalei, so then Reb Shela said, 1 second. You're Reb Chiya's maturgamin? Amalei, Mar Niu Rav? You're Rav? I didn't put it all together. He says, Oy vey, I didn't even realize you're my maturgamin. You're mamish being the chayzer for me. Rabbeinu Shlomo, he said, Neinach Mar. He says, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have even done this. Let me find another maturgamin. I'm ending the shir right now. Amaleis, he told him there's another saying. Amri Inchi, people say, Itagris le puts Amre. If you're working for someone, meaning if someone's paying your salary for the day, you should do whatever he asks you to do. And even if he asks you to do something that maybe that's not so befitting, you should do it anyways. He says, what should I tell you? I got the job. You're paying me anyway. So let's just finish the schmooze already. Ikedami. Some say he told him a little differently. Amalei, he told him, Mailim Bekoidish V'loi Mayridin. That was what he told him. He says, who's the next person that's going to go up to be your Maturgamin? Whoever it is, it's going to be a Bechina of V'loi Mayridin. It's a little bit of a problem. So based on that, he told him he can't do it. You know, it's interesting. We always speak about the Braisa of the Asorim Mila de Chasidus of Rav. Over the years, Baruch Hashem, that's been a theme of the daf. The 10th of the Asarim Milu de Chasidus of Rav is, this is number 10. Hayakoyloi Oref. Rav had a beautiful voice. Vayaragel Leire Lefnei HaTeva. And he would often daven for the Yomid. And he would act as a maturgamin for anyone that needed. To be mekayim, the pasuk that says, Kabed es Hashem mehoincha, al tikre mehoincha, elami groincha, from your goroi. Rav had a beautiful voice, and he used to go out of his way to be mechabed people. He would daven, and he would help different rabbonim, simply to use his voice for tzarchei tzibur, and to use it to be mekadesh shem shemayim. So this is the 10th of the Asarim Milu de Chasidus of Rav. This Gemara is a shining example of the number 10 of the Asarim Milu de Chasidus of Rav. So the Gemara says, it's Rav and Rav Shela. What is Kriyas HaGever? According to Rav, it means the Vekar. According to Rav Shela, it means the rooster. Tani Kavasi, the Rav. Tani Kavasi, the Rav Shela. As it relates to the bottom line, we have a price that supports Rav. We have a price that supports Rav Shela. Tani Kavasi, the Rav. Gvini Kruz Mahu Oimer. Gvini. He was one of the Vekars in the Beis HaMikdash. So what would he say? So quote, Imdu kayhanim lavidas kayhanim, get up, it's time to do the avoid. Levim ledu chanchem, Levim, you have to do what you do. The Yisraelim amadchem, the Yisraelim, they have also had a job. Vayukoyli nishma b'sholish parsois, and Gvini had such a loud voice that you could hear him 3 parsois away. That's very far. Ma'isav Agrivas Hamelach. In fact, there was a story with Agrivas Hamelach shayabab derech. He was once traveling b'shama koyloi b'gimel parsois, and he hears this voice from 3 parsois away. Kshavala beisoy, and when he came home, shigalei matonis, he sent gifts to Gvini Cruz. He was very impressed by his talents and he paid him for it. Afal Pikain says the Gemara, even though Gvini Cruz had this really loud voice, but Kohen Gadol was shubach mimen. Kohen Gadol was even more impressive. The Amar Mar, Ukvar Amar on Hashem. When the Kohen Gadol said on Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash, he was saying Vidoy v'nishma koyla b'yericha. You could hear his voice all the way in Yericha. Now Yericha is further than 3 parsois away. Because Amar Rabbi Bar Bachan Rabbi Yoicham, Yishlam the Yericha Yud Parsi. It's 10 parsois. Favagaf the Hacha Ikachol Shavahagal Ikachol. Not just that. This is the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, where he's weak. He's fasting. He was up the whole night, as opposed to Gvini Cruz. No one says that he might have had a coffee in the morning. Not just that, Gvini Cruz was at night, right? This was Fartugs when he was making his proclamation, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol saying Vidui, this is during the day. Okay, so what's the difference? Because Rab Levi said, why is it that the sound travels farther at night than it does during the day. Mipnei Gilgal Chama, it's because of the Gilgal of the Chama. Literally, it's because of the sun. Shemenasa b'Rakia, it goes through the Rakia, through the firmament. Kicharosh hamenasa b'arazin, and it goes through it, it grinds through it, Keilu. The same way a charosh, a smith, is going to saw through erez, through cedar wood. The point is, as the sun does its thing, it makes noise, and because it makes noise, it blocks out noise from traveling. The point the Gemara is making is that you see for sure the Kohen Gadol's voice must have been much more powerful than Gvini Kruz. Number one, it went 10 parsecs, it went all the way to Yericho, as opposed to Gvini only went 3 parsecs. Number two, the Kohen Gadol's fasting, Gvini Kruz is not. And number three, the Kohen Gadol's during the day, and sound doesn't travel so much during the day. And again, why doesn't sound travel so much during the day? It's because of the Galgal Chama. The Galgal Chama makes noise, and that somehow blocks out sound. And the chirga, the dust, the sawdust that the Galgal Chama creates when it goes through the Rakia, this is way above my pay grade, is called la. Lamed Aleph Shemei. That's what it's called. Finally, the coming of Vuchanetzer, that's what Vuchanetzer meant when he said, V'chol dairei aro kilo chashivin. Kilo chashivin, it's like the sawdust of the Rakia. Tanu Rabbanon, on this note, we digress for a second. Amali Gilgal Chama, if not for the Gilgal Chama, which makes so much noise, Nishma Koil HaMoedesh Al Raimi, you'd be able to hear the noise of the tumult of all the people in Rome. There were a lot of people in Rome. Rome, B'Shaita, was a big deal. So it made so much noise that really you would have heard it very far away. And the only reason you couldn't hear it so far was because the Galgal Chama was blacking that out. By the way, Vilmoli Kol HaMoedesh Al Raimi, Nishma Kol Gilgal Chama. And the reason you don't hear the Gilgal Chama is because Kol HaMoedesh Al Raimi is blocking that out. There are these different things that are making noises that somehow create the equilibrium that we have. More on this note, and then we'll wrap it all together. Tanu Rabbanan, Shalosh Kolos Hochem Esloif El Vatzav. The three kolos that travel from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Elohim, Kol Gilgal Chama, that's what we're talking about. The Kol HaMoedesh Al Raimi, this Kol HaMoedesh Al Raimi. What's the third one? The Kol Neshama. When the neshama leaves the guf, it makes a very, very loud noise. V'yeshayim, some say, af leida. Childbirth is also that something that makes. V'yeshayim, some say, af ridya. Rashi says that that's the name of a malach, specifically the malach that's in charge of rain, and when he does his thing, that also makes noise. Says the Gemara, Bo Rabbanan Rachmi an neshama b'shoshe yoytzim en aguf u'batlua. The Rabbanan daven that when a person's neshama leaves his body, it shouldn't make so much noise, and that's why it doesn't make so much noise. But why do we bring all this? Talk about noise, traveling day, night, Gilgal Chama, sawdust of the Rekia. What's this all about? It's because the Gemara brought a Tanya Kavase de Rav. You have a raya from Rav. Rav said there was a person named Gvini. He was Machriz, and he would say, Imdu Kayhanim Lavoidaschem. And that's when the Kayhanim knew that it's time to start doing the Avoida. And what was the first Avoida that was done? It was the Trumas Hadashan. So this is a raya to Rav. That Kriyas HaGever means that there was someone, there was a Gavra, a person, whether it was Gvini or whether it was someone else at a different point in history, whose job it was to wake everybody up. Tanya Kavase de Rav Sheila, a Braisa that supports Rav Sheila. That was the other. The pshat, that's the pshat, that gever doesn't mean person, but rather it means a tarnigol. If someone leaves his house, meaning he sets out on a journey, koidim kriyas hagever, before the time of kriyas hagever, damai b'roisha, he's chayiv misa, because he's putting his life at risk. Rabbi Yoshiya Omer, ad sheyesha, you now let it go until the gever does its thing, tzim tzveitin mo. V'yesha, and some say, ad sheyesha, biz dritin mo. Be'ezet tarnigol amru, continues the braisa, and when we say Kriyas HaGever, we mean tarnigol. And what kind of tarnigol are we referring to? But tarnigol beinoni, we don't mean the tarnigol that wakes up really early, and we don't mean the one that sleeps in. We mean the tarnigol beinoni. But what do you see from here? You see that what's Kriyas HaGever? It's a tarnigol. Oh, Tanya Kavasi Derev Sheila. So when the Mishnah said that every day, B'chol Yoyim Terminus HaMizbech, B'Kriyas HaGever, O'Samachloi, Bein Lefanov, Bein La'acharov. What does Kriyas HaGever mean? It's Machloik is Rav and Rav Sheila. Rav said it's Gvini Kruz, it's the Machriz, it's the Vector, Miloshin Gavra. Rav Sheila said it's Tarnagoyles, it's referring to a rooster. The Gemara brought a fascinating anecdote between Rav and Rav Sheila as it relates to this Machloikis. Hashtag rest of the story. And then the Gemara brought a Tanya Kavasi de Rav and a Tanya Kavasi de Rav Sheisha. So two ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. The first ta'ara is that the Gemara said that Eliyahu HaNavi was once talking to Rabbi Yehuda, who was the brother of Rabbi Salah Hasid. And he said, Amritu, you know, I've heard you and the Rabbanon ask, Amai lo yasa Mashiach? How come Mashiach hasn't come? So he says, you want to know? I'm going to tell you. He says, today's Yom Kippur. It's the holiest day of the year. I'm in a harda. Ir ve'em bi Yisrael. Amakim toiro. Ve'ival kama besulta ben a harda. And there are many besulays that were nivala. And it's because there are transgressions taking place, there are various happening on the holiest day of the year, that's why Mashiach hasn't come. Amale. So when Rabbi Yehuda Achud, Rav Salah Hasida heard this, he says, oy vey, I didn't even realize what's going on in the world. He says, tell me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mayomar, vasat te'ebesh te'tzuzogin, like, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction? So he told him, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lepesach atas roivet, he's melamed tzchus on Klal Yisrael. He says, yeah, the Yetzirah can be very difficult sometimes, and sometimes it can get the better of a person, even such a lowly Aveira, and even on the holiest day of the year. He said, what about the Satan? I would think the Satan would be all over this. He would use this as an opportunity to be Mekatrik, specifically on Yom Kippur. So Amalei, so he told him, I'm going to tell you a side. Satan, b'yoymede kippure lesle reshu salastune. The Satan, believe it or not, on Yom Kippur, has no ability to be Mastin. This is one day a year he can't touch anyone. He says, wow, really? He says, how do you know? He says, I'll tell you a remnus. Because the word has satan is begematria 364. We've had a lot of gematrias recently. So has satan, this is one in the Gemara, is begematria 364. There are really 365 days in the year. So what's the cheshbon of 364? Because there's one day a year that the satan doesn't have the ability to be mekatrik. That day is Yom Kippur. And as a result, because the satan has no ability to be mekatrik today, so that's why it's not a problem. Now the truth is the Rishonim, the Tosfos HaRosh, and others already ask, how could that be? The satan has no ability to be Mekatrik. We said pshat from Rav Shmuel Yankiv, Vayere, Vayivoyku, Yoymecha, the Pnei Yeshua, in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin. But at the end of the day, it's Poshet L'chayra that the Satan has the ability to do things on Yom Kippur. Number one, people do Averis on Yom Kippur. That's what he told him. Ve'ivol kama besulta ben harda. Not just that, we know the Satan is the Malach HaMaves, and people, Rachmana Litzlan, die on Yom Kippur. That's true as well. In davening, we say haskateger, right? Haskateger. So what does haskateger mean? We're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't pay attention to the kateger. What do you mean? I thought it's Yom Kippur. I thought it's hasatan. I thought the kateger doesn't have the ability to be mekatrik. So I am b'rishoynebu b'mefarshim, different nuschais, how to answer this question. But at the end of the day, you have to say that, of course, on some level, the Satan is in play, but on another level, his ability is numbed. And the koyach that the Satan has 364 days of the year, he certainly does not have on the Yom HaKadosh, on the day of Yom Kippur. Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, in his Sefer Yaris Tavash, and this is in a few places, he asks Akasha, he says, I don't understand. Chazal had a makar, slash remnus to this idea that the Satan doesn't have the ability to be mastin on Yom Kippur. What's the makar? Because the word has Satan is begematria 364. Oh, the Satan's only in play for 364 days. Frankly, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan, he says, I understand. The word is not has Satan. The word is Satan. Satan is begematria 359. So you very conveniently added a hey to HaSatan, to make it 364, so you're back into a Shtikl Torah. Oh, 364 days, as opposed to the one day. If the word Satan was Begematria 364, I hear, said Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. But the word Satan is Begematria 359. So how do you have a right to take 359, add a 5 to it, make it 364? Oh, you have a Shtikl Torah. This Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz is Teretz. It's Kasha. But before his Teretz, just a very short introduction. And that is, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim says, Ein oimrim tchinois, also known as tachnun, v'loitzit koscha, mincha and Shabbos, miyem kippur ad sukkis. The halacha is, it's a Ramah, in our Chaim Simon Tov Reish Chav Dalet, says that you don't say tachnun during the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkis. So Yom Kippur is Yud Tishrei, Sukkot is Tes Vav Tishrei, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. During those 4 days, you don't say Tachnun. So the question is why? Why don't you say Chodesh Nisan? You don't say the whole month. But why don't you say Tachnun during those 4 days? Says the Vilna Gaon in Bir Hagro. Quote, Mishum Dahavi Yontif. The reason is because those 4 days are Yontif. What kind of Yontif is it? K'mo Yom HaKippurim B'miktzas. There is Shtikl Yom Kippur. And what's the makar to this? Like it says in the Medrash, al haposik, ulakachtem lochem b'yoyim harishoyim v'chulo. This Vilna Goyin is epic.
Vilna Gaon said, we all know the Chazal. It says, Ulekachtem lochem b'yoyim harishem, pri'etzadah v'kapis tmarim, when are you supposed to take the dal of mina b'yom harishon? Fake the medrash. Yom harishon. What kind of yom harishon is it? It's the first day of what? It's not the first day of the week. It's not Sunday. It's not the first day of the month. It's Tesvav Tishrei. So what's yom harishon? So the medrash very mysteriously and cryptically says it's rishon lechesh ben avoynos. You want to know what it means? Ulekachtam lechem b'yom harishon. It's rishon lechesh ben avoynos. It's the first day that Hashem starts counting averus. It's the first day of averus. Meaning every year there's a cheshben. Yom Kippur, you get Slicho Mechila. On Tezvav, that's Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus. Said the Vilna Gaon. I don't understand Pashup John in the Medrash. Tezvav is Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus. Why is Tezvav Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus? Yud Aleph Tishrei should be Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus. So the Medrash says, because people are doing mitzvahs, but says the Vilna Gaon, here's the Tifkait. You know what Chazal were telling us? You know what the Pnimius HaTorah is? Why is Tezvav Tishrei Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus? Why isn't it Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph? It's because those 4 days are Yom Kippur b'miktsas, and you get Slicha Mechila on those days too. So just like you get Slicha Mechila on Yud Tishrei, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, those are also days of Kapara b'miktsas. And if those are also days of Kapara, so it comes out, said the Vilna Gaon, what's Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus? It's Tesvav, that's Pshan Chazal, L'kachtam Lechem B'yom Rishon, that Sukkos is Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus, and not Yud Aleph Tishrei, being Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus. That's why you don't say Tachnun. Mishum to have a Yontif. You want, what Yontif is it? What do you mean? It's K'moy Yoyma Kippurim b'miktsas. That's the Vilna Gaon classic in Bir Agra, Tafresh Chav Dalid, on the Ramah, it's Sivkot Yud Dalid in the Bir Agra. Said Rabbi Yonasan Aibashitz, exactly what the Vilna Gaon said. But he just added one knitch. He said that Chazal say, Ulekachtam Lechem B'yayim HaRishon, is Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus. And he said, Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus does not mean that Sukkos is the first day of Chesh Ben Avoinus, but the day after Sukkos is really the Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus. Ayin Shom. So he says, if that's the case, you have Yom Kippur. That's the Yom HaKadosh. But in addition to Yom Kippur, you have Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Aleph. Those are the 4 days that we don't say Tachton, that the Goyim said, is K'moy Yom HaKippur B'miktsas. But Rabbi Yonasan added one more day. He said, Sukkos is the same thing. And he said, because Al Derech HaPshat, why are those 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos not days of Averus? Because people are busy preparing for Yontif. Oh, and Yontif is any worse? So the Rebbe of Yonasan said that the first day also was a day of Kapara. So you get Kapara the 4 days in between, you get Kapara on Sukkos as well. So he says, if that's the case, it's true, Yom Kippur is only one day. But really, if you know the rest of the story, there's 4 extra days, and Rebbe Yonasan said there's actually 5 extra days. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tezvav. So he says the emes is when Chazal said that the Satan has the koyach to be mekatrig kiminyan ha-Satan 364. What's the kashmir 364? It's 359. That's also true. It's also 359. It's 359 b'miktsas, and it's 364 legamre. Meaning there's one day where the Satan has absolutely no koyach, and that's merum is in ha-Satan. There's 6 days that the Satan has either no kayach or a limited kayach. That's because the 5 extra days are k'mo yom ha-kippurim b'miktsas, and because they're k'mo yom ha-kippurim b'miktsas, so that's why the Satan doesn't really have a kayach. But the bottom line is, it's true, the word is Satan. And the remez Chazal gave was ha-Satan, but there's a remez in Satan as well. Because on some level, it's true that the Satan only has a real kayach on 359 days. You know, on the topic of the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, the Kashuk Lover Goyen, Rabbi Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, Hashem Yim Kom Damoy, so he used to say that he believes that the greatest learning that a person can do are the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Why? He says, because the Gemara says, Eino oilam meskayin elo b'shvil hevel p'yem shol tinoike shol beis rabam. So the Gemara says, Abaye told Rapapa, and what about us? What? Our Torah is, he said, Eino doyme hevel sheyesh b'ychet, lehevel she'en b'ychet. He says, at the end of the day, we're adults, we do averis. A katan has no bechir, a katan can't even do an aver if he wants to. And as a result, his Torah is hevel she'en b'ychet, and because it's hevel she'en b'ychet, so his Torah is on a different level. So the Kashuk Lover Goyen said that there are 5 days a year where every single Yid's Torah is a bechina of hevel she'en b'ychet. On Yom Kippur, it's hevel she'en b'ychet. And Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Leit Rabbi Yonasan Aibashitz, even on Tezvah, 359 days the Satan has a koich to be mekatrik, but there's 6 days, one main, and then the other five as well, that the Satan doesn't have an ability to be mekatrik. So those are days of hevel she'im b'chet. If they're days of hevel she'im b'chet, so the Kajak Lava Goyen said, now you're a gadol, you're really a baal b'chira, you understand your learning maybe on a higher level than a katan does, and you're also hevel she'im b'chet. So that's the greatest Torah in the world. And that's the Torah that keeps the world going. That's true 359 days of the year. Kominyan Satan. But the other 6 days, the Torah, he said, of a gadol, because he's a gadol, she'im b'chet is even on a higher madrega. That's what the Kajal Golov Gaon used to say to be mechazik, his talmidim, and yeshivas chachmi leblin, and his chasidim during those days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. But just to end with one final ha'ara, and that is yesterday we mentioned on the topic of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, the hesped that Ramey Shapiro said on the Chafetz Chaim. So Ramey Shapiro was maspid the Chafetz Chaim, and he began by saying that he believes that the Chafetz Chaim was the greatest leader in Klal Yisrael since the times of the Chassam Sofer. And he says, if you notice, the Chafetz Chaim was born literally 2 years before the Petira of the Chassam Sofer, and it was a gather of Adshaloi Shoko Shimshoi Shol Moshe, referring to Rav Moshe Chassam Sofer Zorchoi Shimshoi Shol HaChafetz Chaim. Just like Adshaloi Shoko Shimshoi Shol Eli Zorcha Shimshoi Shol Shmuel HaRamos. And he went on to be Masvid the Chafetz Chaim, and we spoke a lot about it yesterday. But there's another tremendous point that Meir Shapiro said when he was being maspid the Chafetz Chaim. He said as follows. He said that there was a mitzvah to do Trumas Hadeshen every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Not only was there a mitzvah to do Trumas Hadeshen, it was the first mitzvah. He said the very, very first mitzvah that the Kohen used to do every single day was the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. He said, why was that the first mitzvah? Why is the first thing to do the Chassam Sofer? To do the Trumas Hadeshen. So he said, I heard b'shem the Chassam Sofer. This is what he said. I heard b'shem the Chassam Sofer. He said, the reason is as follows. He said, the Kohen would go up on the Mizbeach, and he would see deshen. He would see ashes, gecholim, he would see garbage. In fact, the Gemara says that the Big Day Kahuna that the Kohen had to wear when he did the Trumas Hadeshen had to be inferior Big Day Kahuna. He used to wear Big Day Kahuna, but it wasn't of the same quality of the ordinary Big Day Kahuna that he did when he did the Kabbalah and the Ilach and the Zriko and when he did all the Avodas. And the reason is because this was considered an inferior job. He's involved with the Deshen. So what did he do? So he would come up with his shovel and he would start moving the Gecholim this way, that way, and he had to take from the Meukolios HaPnimios. He had to find something that was burning a little bit, and he had to take that, and that's how he did the mitzvah of the Trumas Hadeshen. So the Chassam Sofer said that the reason the Kohen started doing the Avodah this way every day, it was to remind the Kohen that his job is to look at Klal Yisrael. And if you're going to look at the Jewish people, and you're going to see Deshen, and that's what you're going to feel that you see, and you see something that's mamish worthy of the Hoytzias Hadeshen al Michutz LaMachina, you have to take your shovel, and you have to move it this way and that way, and you have to find the Mukolias HaPnimiyos. You have to find a Nitzutz of Eish inside the Yid, and you have to find a way to be Makar of that Yid. He said, that's the job of the Kohen. And that's symbolic in the first Avodah, him doing every single day is Trumas Hadeshen, to remind the Kohen that he has to look for the Eish that's inside the Deshen. Now, of course, we know this because we always speak out the Chassam Sofer, that the rest of the story is the Chassam Sofer always says that what was the real job of the Kohen? What was the real job of Levi? That was his primary role. His role was to be Makar of Yidden. That's why Aharon HaKohen was never told to do the Avodah in Parshas Vayikra. Dafka Parshas Tzav. Tzav is Aharon Vezban of Leimor. All of a sudden we're talking to Aharon. Why are we talking to Aharon? Because that part of Aharon's job, that Aharon had to do. We always talk about. But the point is that was the Kohen's job. And that symbol in going up the ramp every single morning, looking this way, looking that way, and that was what he was supposed to do. So Meir Shapiro said, a dover niflo. This is in his hesped on the Chafetz Chaim, meaning he was bringing out who the Chafetz Chaim was, how the Chafetz Chaim was the manik for every single Jew. He was the manik for every single, that was the theme of his hesped, that he was the manik, he wrote Sfarim for every Yid, and he was looking out for everybody. So he said something unbelievable. He said, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Chaf Amir Aleph, Shtekel Inyana D'Yayma. He said, the Mishnah says that there were three Zmanim of Trumas Hadeshen. Every day it was done, Bekriyas HaGever. Yom Kippur was done by Chatzos, and on Yontif it was done by the Shmura Rishonah. So he quotes the Shita Mekubetzes, who brings from Rav Hai Goyen. This comes from one of the Goyenim. He said, Lama Dafka Gimel Zmanim Elu. Why were these three Zmanim picked? Ki Zmanim Elu Hoyu V'Chumas Hadeshen. He said, because the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that there are three Mishmaris Havi Alayla. Right? There's three Mishmaris Havi Alayla. What's the point of the Mishmaris? I'll call Mishmar Yoishav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shoyek HaRim. During all three of these Mishmaris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and he roars like a lion. V'imer, and he says, Oy Lebonai, woe to my sons, Shebavoy Noiseya Mechrafti as Basi. Because of their averus, I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. V'sarafti ha'secholi, and I burnt the heichol. V'gleisim lebein umay sa'olam, and I forced them into galus. There are three times a night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this. Don't just say it. He shoyekari, roars like a lion. Oy lebon, as we're saying, achrafti ha'sbeis, rafti ha'secholi. When is it? It's during the Gimel Mishmaros. When are the Gimel Mishmaros? So says Rav Hai Goyin, this comes from the Goyinim. What are these three Mishmaros? What do they even correlate to? He said, Zmanim Elu are the three Zmanim of Chumas Hadeshen. There was the Ashmura Rishoyna, that's the first Ashmura, Chatzois, because the Gemara says that the second Ashmura is really the middle of the second, and the Kriyas HaGever, which is the Soif of the Ashmura Achroina. So the three Zmanim, the three Mishmores in Shemayim, they correlate to the three Zmanim of Chumas Hadeshen. The Chumas Hadeshen that was done every day, that was Kriyas HaGever, that's the last Ashmura. Yom Kippur was the middle Ashmura. And then on Yom Tov, it was the first Ashmura. So said Rav Meir Shapiro, what Shaychis? Ma'in Yin Shmita Yetzal Har Sinai. What does the Ashmuris in Shemayim with the Baskol and all the drama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoye Kari, what does it have to do with the Gimel Mishmah? What does it have to do with the three Zmanim of Chumas Hadeshen? He says, I think the lesson is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Zmanim of Chumas Hadeshen, and Chumas Hadeshen was the avoida that symbolized that every single yid has a nitzitz of fire. Every single yid has a nitzitz of kedusha. And that if somebody would be looking out to the yidin and trying to untap and unlock that kedusha, every single yid is bekayach to be able to serve Hashem and do whatever he has to do. He said it's at those manim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and he starts bemoaning, and he's shoyikari, and he says, because we didn't do what had to be done, it's because the yidin didn't do Chumas Hadeshen. They didn't have the ability to find the nitzitz of Esh inside of the Yidin. They weren't Mekayim Yoyrim Mishpatech Yaakov. It's because of that, that Echrafti Esbesi, V'sarafti Eseichali, V'gleisen Lubein Umay Sa'olam. Every time there's a Zman of Chumas Hadeshen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisoyrer, he's Yoyshek V'shoyekari. That's why there's no Beis HaMikdash. Says that's why there's a Churban. That's why we're still in Galus. He said the reason we're still in Galus is because there's no Chumas Hadeshen. Because we don't understand this ability. We don't understand the achrayis that we have to go out and try to find the nitzis of Kedusha in every single year. He said that after the Kayin used to do the Chumas Hadeshen, he was made of the Neiros. He says, Atavas HaNeiros is a whole different Madrega. Atavas HaNeiros, narrowly Kim Nishmas Adam. The Menorah is Chochma, Haroitz Alahachim Yadrim. The Menorah is Torah. And he did the same thing. He was mate of the Neiros. He went to the Neiros and he fixed it and he was masaking it. I did everything that he had to do. He said, but that's already a different avodah. That's not going and looking for a little bit of Kedusha, a pintle yid in the Deshem. That's already by the Neiros. That's taking tzaddikim and making them better and bringing them to a high madrig. And the Kohen's job was to do both. He had to be Meirim Es HaDeshen, and at the same time, he also had to be Meitiv Es HaNeiros. But first he did the mitzvah of Chumas HaDeshen, and then afterwards he went to be Meitiv Es HaNeiros. And he went on to say that the Chafetz Chaim was the Kohen Gadol of the Dar, and the Chafetz Chaim was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Chumas HaDeshen. He looked out for every year, he wrote Svarim. Think about someone on the level of the Chafetz Chaim writing Svarim that the Poshet Yid can relate to. If you think about it, it's mind-boggling and unprecedented. But that's what the Chafetz Chaim did. And then he was Meitiv Es HaNeiros. He wrote the Mishneh Berurah and he wrote scholarly works on Kochim and some of the more obscure Chalokim in Torah, because he was Meitiv Es HaNeiros as well. But the Chafetz Chaim was a manik. He was the Kohen Gadol of the Dar that was mindful of his responsibility to, number one, be Mekayim the mitzvah of Chumas HaDeshen, and number two, to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Hatovas Haneris. We mentioned yesterday when we did part one of this that Ramey Shapiro said that from everything he ever heard from the Chofetz Chaim, he spent a lot of time with the Chofetz Chaim. He was in the trenches with the Chofetz Chaim. But from everything that he ever heard from the Chofetz Chaim, the thing that made the biggest roshim on him was that when the Chofetz Chaim was talking about Moshe Rabbeinu b'shas p'tir rosoi, Moshe Rabbeinu b'soif yomov, that Moshe Rabbeinu is mamish pa'achris hayomim, and he says, you know, I did so much for Klai Yisrael, but I don't know if I did enough for the Ritzeach b'shoigri. Someone that was Ritzeach b'shoigri, the Goyal Adam can come and he can kill him. He's fair game. Did I do enough? If he went and he did he made the Arei Miklat. And then he said, what about the Ritzeach b'mezid? The Goyal Adam can kill him too. I don't know if I did anything for him. So he said a tefillah of a nislach l'chol adas b'nei yisrov l'ger agar b'soicham ki l'chol o'am b'shgaga. Ramey Shapiro told us in this hesped that there was nothing that ever made a bigger roshim on him than this. That the Chofetz Chaim is the manig, and he took upon himself the responsibility of being a manik for every single yid in Klal Yisrael. Could be it's insightful in terms of Ramey Shapiro's thinking with Daf Yomi, coming up with a system, coming up with a Derech HaLimud that really works for everybody. It works for Marke de Islay or Marke de Islay. This is something that you see penetrated his soul. It's fascinating. But either way, this is Mamish Heligereid from the Ramey Shapiro. So we'll just end with the way Ramey Shapiro ended the Hespin. And that is, he turned to the Chofetz Chaim and he said that the Leil Yom Kippur, the Pirchei Kohuna would turn to the Kohen Gadol and they would tell him, Amoid v'hofeg achas ala ritzpo, that I know you're in Shemayim, you're in the Himlin, and you're behispashtus hagashmi shivas yomim koidim yom ha-kippurim afrishim Kohen Gadol mi beisle l'lishkas parhejin. He's going to go into the Kohen Gadol where it's going to be mamish, he's going to be on a level of Ruach HaKodesh greater than even the Malachin. But he told him, Hofeg achas ala ritzpo, please, at least 1 foot, Hofeg achas, one of your 2 feet could be in Shemayim, but one of them should be on this world. And you should realize and try to relate a little bit to the tsaris that the Yidden are dealing with. And by Yukairim Lefanov, and they would read to him, Be'iyosh, they would tell him that you're going to go into the Kachay HaKadoshim, you're going to be in the Heichel, you're going to have this Dveikus Bashem, you're going to have an opportunity to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember Iyov, remember all the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. They would tell him about Ezra and about Daniel. He would say about the Beis HaMikdash and that Klal Yisrael needs Hashoyis HaShchina, Divrei HaYomim, remind them of Jewish history and all the tzaras that the Yidden sometimes have to go through. This is what the Kohen Gadol was told Leil Yom Kippur. This is what Ramey Shapiro's parting words were to the Gadol Adar, the Chofetz Chaim. And we should thank all be Zoicha that we shouldn't know anymore from Sefer Iyev. And we should be Zoicha to Sefer Daniel, to Sefer Ezra. And we should be Zoicha to Binyan Gayel Tzedek. B'mher b'yameinu, Amen.